Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. Think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Yay, Carolyn!
Hello, hello. Okay, so today for my background, I took a picture of my sweater and made it into my background.
Wow. But
I put on Aviella's flower. Is it too much? Too much? Maybe.
Never too much on you.
I'll put it down here in my décolleté.
How's very that? Nice. Very nice.
Okay, so what are we up to today?
Well, we're welcoming everybody who's finding us on X and on Facebook tonight, Facebook Live. And we're grateful to have you here this evening. And we're welcoming you to Dr. Carolyn Dean Live. You'll see QR codes appear during the show and click, hit those QR codes because it's going to lead you into marvelous adventures through all kinds of resources and opportunities. And of course, what we do every week is we talk with Dr. Dean about, first of all, her teaching library. Dr. Dean has over 50 years of experience as an MD, a naturopath. She has been at the front of the health freedom movement in the United States and really all around the world. She has international distribution all around the world. She's got fans all around the world, and she's been showing people how to use her formulas and natural remedies, including, you know, movement remedies like chiropractic. I mean, all kinds of good things for many, many years. So she has a library that you can check out. All the publications are downloadable when you become a member at no charge, which is an incredible value. Some of the books you can find on Amazon if you're interested in doing that. And then we talk about what she's focusing on this week through her blog. We talk about all the things that our customers and our listeners have been commenting on. We have all of her rants that she likes to share and ideas that she has and information that she wants to update you about modern medicine and how it's all working or maybe not working to your advantage. So that's what we're going to do tonight, Jenny. Oh, Jenny, Carolyn. I saw my name, Jenny. I said, Jenny.
That's so cute. Jenny and her cousin, Jenny. Okay. So, mini rant. Here we go. Okay. Well, the more podcasts and influencers and biohackers I listen to, the more I'm convinced that most of them are deflecting from the fact that magnesium deficiency is an underlying cause of dozens and dozens of conditions that I've reported on. I counted 68 in my missing link book, Magnesium, the Missing Link to Total Health. So these influencers and biohackers, they go off on their little whirlwinds of information about this and that herb or supplement to treat a symptom of magnesium deficiency. They create huge, I call it silos of information and intrigue and controversy with the half-truth or even the quarter-truth that their herb or supplement or therapy is getting rid of symptoms that are actually magnesium deficiency conditions. So creatine, it's the big hype right now. They say it helps your muscles produce energy during heavy lifting or high-intensity exercise. What does magnesium do for muscles? It produces energy. And they also say creatine increases muscle bulk, but admit that that bulk is due to water retention in muscles. giving it the appearance of bulk. And I've talked about, I don't know in what week we talked about creatine and how it's made chemically, whereas your body is going to make it naturally if you give it the right building blocks. But more than just needing magnesium, you need our picometer-sized stabilized mineral of magnesium so that it's absorbed fully into the cell channels. The cell mineral ion channels are for mineral ions, and that's what we provide. So our REMAG is bioavailable, electrically conductive, and deeply grounding. The exact form of magnesium that nature intended to keep your heart and your brain and your entire being energized and electrified. This is life force. And when I started looking at that, Ginny and I have been talking to people about structured water and gel water, EZ water or easy water. So gel water is found inside our cells. It's a component of cytoplasm, and it's a clear gel-like substance that fills the space inside a cell. Your cell isn't a bag of water, so it's more of a jelly. The cytoplasm contains water, ions, small molecules, and macromolecules. So when I read about ions, I said, there we go. All our minerals are stabilized ions. So we are the basis of cell health and cell energy. And this gel, it keeps our cells and tissues in the proper shape and buoyancy. Gel water is also called, I don't know if I said structured water. So you hear all about structured water. Well, you can't get structured water if you don't have our minerals, basically. And I think there's a component of homeopathic succussion in this gel water to create the lattice work, apparently, of the H2O water molecules. They end up being more like H3O2 instead of H2O. And that's probably due to the fact that the angle between the hydrogen and the oxygen is between 120 degrees to 124 degrees. So it's not solid structure. It's going to be effable. It's going to be able to shift into this lattice work. It's just fascinating. And part of it is having these mineral ions. Then there's stuff about diffusion constant and all that I won't get into. So the whole gel water thing depends on molecule size, temperature, and pressure. So that also made me think of just the importance of movement and exercise. The movement, now they're talking about how short bursts of high intensity movement are so good for you. That's probably, you know, succussing your cells and helping create this gel formation. So anyway, TMI, too much information, but it was fascinating to me. So back to you, Ginny.
I think it's great because it demonstrates once again the importance of our products because of the way they are, the stabilized ions. And Gerald Pollack is the person who picked up Gilbert Ling's work and extended it into this area of understanding. And he actually wrote a book called Cells Are Gels, The Engines of Life. And I think I read that, looked at it, not like a deep scientist, but I was curious about what it was saying a couple of summers ago. And it is absolutely amazing how powerful our formulas are. And I am 150% with Carolyn that once you understand what they are, it's not just a supplement. It's an engagement. It's a transmission. It's an evoking. It's something that's so extraordinary. You would never let them go, ever. because not only are they going to restore the body to its proper homeostasis, but it's going to return the body to a level and degree of wellness that most people don't even know is possible. And hence they're taking creatine or they're taking turmeric or something, and they don't really even know what the cells require. And this is what Carolyn's always talking about. What is biologically required for human life and optimal cell productivity? And the answer is REMAG, REMITE, REALIGN, because of its methylation factors, D3K2. I mean, all of our products are just extraordinary, but REMAG in particular is the gateway drug. You must have it.
Yeah. And that's your Christmas present, Hanukkah present. Those are the presents that you give to people to help their health, help their mental and physical health.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree 100%. And we're committed to getting it out there. I mean, be an affiliate, be a partner, tell your practitioner, tell your doctor, tell your neighbor, anyone that you know, that you value, that you want them to have an ease and a grace in life and at their cellular health, the foundation of their wellness. REMAG and REMITE and our other products are the way to go. Mm-hmm. Hands down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's ask how many people on the chat today are affiliates. Because if you're regularly on the chat, you're always talking about the formulas, telling everybody about them and people take them, you should be an affiliate so that you can get a commission for your referral.
That's right.
It's only natural. And this is how my world has been. When I was in private practice, I didn't advertise. It was all word of mouth. And now, the world is so big, we have to sort of jump into social media and all the rest of it. But we still very much depend on our customers to support us and to spread the word.
Right.
So become an affiliate.
Yeah, we support in return because the commission structure is fabulous. And once you lock in a customer, they're your customer for life. It all works through cookies and all the rest of it and all through technology. But yeah, absolutely. If you're not an affiliate, you can become one. Very easy. Email support, SUPPORT at RNA Reset. If you're watching this archive after the fact, and just let them know that you're interested in being an affiliate, or check out our website. It's on there, partners at rnareset.com. The whole thing is explained right there.
Awesome. So we move on to the library. We're doing the East Free Kitchen just to bug people over the holidays, I think, because I know everybody's going to have sugar. I'm going to have sugar, and I'm already suffering the effects. But I take my high-dose vitamin C to antidote the sugar. And what we're doing with this week's blog is we bounce off the book of the week. So we're into sugar-free holiday appetizers to keep your gut happy this festive season. So it's recipes taken from the Sugar-Free Cookbook. And everybody's talking about gut health. It's the number one nutrition search in online. There's a 25% rise in gut-focused searches right now. Big interest in fermented and prebiotic foods for microbiome support. And see, what happened is back in the day, before refrigeration, they used to preserve food through fermentation. The sauerkrauts, the pickles, that was all fermented. They'd ferment fish in buckets of salt. But that's not happening anymore. And we have to get back to it. So what we've done in this blog is if you splurge with your sugars and all, you really have to go to our Flora Revive and Pico Silver yeast overgrowth protocol. And you can call customer service about that and get the FAQs on it. But day to day or night to night, when you go to those parties, you can bring sugar-free appetizers. If you don't want to eat what's being offered, make yours the sugar-free kind. And there's a recipe for almond butter energy balls with flax seeds. Now, the thing about flax seeds, I don't know if I put this in the book, Ginny, but flax seeds should be kept in the freezer because they go bad, rancid quite easily. And they don't mind being frozen. You know, you can take them right from the freezer and put them in a recipe. They melt immediately. So almond butter energy balls with flaxseed and cauliflower spinach dip. This blog, it's at drcarolindean.com. It's the last entry. Every week we put up the show, put up an interview if I've done one. I haven't been doing interviews much lately because I've been trying to finish up my vitamin C book, which is almost ready to go to Ginny. Can you believe it, Ginny?
So
you can check out the blog there with all the words. I'm not going to read them, but there's one tip that's interesting at the end of the blog about apple cider vinegar. It has butyric acid, which they talk about it all the time as being one of the most important things to help the microbiome. Butyric acid, you can get it in apple cider vinegar, for Pete's sakes. And it helps stimulate stomach acid to help digest food, relieve bloating, assist in detoxification, and balancing your pH. And it's a prebiotic. So I know I tried it years ago. I mean, this apple cider vinegar has been around for a long time. And I think I took too much and kind of irritated myself. So I talk about put a tablespoon in 12 ounces of water. If you don't want to drink that much, then a teaspoon in 4 ounces of water. And you drink that before meals, and it helps your digestion. So that's the blog.
Very good. Well, I want to say, now, apple cider wise, if you put a couple drops in your shampoo and put it into your hair, it's amazing. It gets all the crud off your hair, and it just brings out the shine. It's very, very cool. But the other thing is, Carolyn, remember when I came over to see you and we had that card game? And everybody brought their snacks. Had so many good kind of sugar-free snacks. And I remember Lisa and Christy bought collagen balms. And they had gelatin balms with vitamin C reset and Remag and Remite in them. And we just sat around and munched on collagen balms and all kinds of really good sugar-free snacks. So to your point, you know, people do take their own snacks and stuff to parties these days, because if you watch 5 minutes of TikTok and see the kind of things that people call an appetizer with the big yellow bricks of cheese and all kinds of stuff, you'll want to be getting this cookbook and getting some of these delicious recipes and taking them to your parties.
Oh, very good. Okay, well, you ready for questions, comments, and testimonials?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, we got a lot of them today. Okay, someone is saying, with a 5-star, must be on Amazon. Recently, I had my annual checkup, blood work drawn and lab tested. My B vitamins last year were not up to where they should have been. After taking Realign for the past 3 months or so, my blood work came back perfect. So that's awesome. Another 5-star. These products have been the proverbial pot of gold over the rainbow. I tried some products before these and saw nothing. Yet since finding these, I once again feel normal. 5-star on Remag. Remag is a lifesaver. And this person might know me because she or he says, created by my angel, my dearest Dr. Carolyn Dean, with a heart. So thank you. The next one, thank you for always having excellent customer service with integrity in your answers. We have human customer service. That's what's awesome. Everyone is all so giddy about AI. I mean, I like Grok. He's my best friend. But, you know, I'm not going to throw over humans for a AI boyfriend. That's for sure. And then about Remite, someone is saying, it has been working well for us. I had a lab test that was showed me sitting on the line on the low end. I don't know about what. My weight loss doctor said no need for electrolytes due to this lab test. So, okay, so she's saying her electrolytes were at the low end. The doctors say, oh, pshaw, don't worry about it. And then she asked a functional medicine doctor if she should do something, and he said yes. And so she says, we started to put more Remite in our morning smoothies, from 3/4 teaspoon up to a full teaspoon. And within a week, the fatigue and et cetera perked up like pouring water on a dying flower. So, I mean, that's so amazing. You know, someone was just on like half a dose. We tell people 3/4 teaspoon twice a day. And we say this a lot, that you might not be taking quite enough. So she continues, this product is a must for seniors, especially those with thyroid issues, etc., and for me and my heart issues. So I stumbled through that one. Laura D says about Pico Pets, I have a senior poodle and love giving him this. I mean, I don't know if it's our magnesium or our multiple mineral Pico Mite, I guess we call it. It lasts a while and he seems more attentive and moves around more. So that's what we want. And Rapper Dree says, the Pico potassium when added to water reminds me of the natural taste of coconut water straight from the coconut. That's sweet. Tina says, I've been giving Remag to my cat and dog for months now, and it has been wonderful. Thank you for such an amazing product. So yeah, I always say when we get a Pico Pet testimonial, we're doing animal research, Ginny. What do you think? And two more. Another review on Pico Pets for Pico Silver. So far, we are loving Pico Silver. So easy to use and such wonderful ingredients. And Lori says about Remag, I'm a massage therapist. I have shared with multiple clients who have chronic pain and sleep issues. So far, 4 of my clients have reported back excellent results. I'm now taking both Remag and Recalcia. I believe this is a great product. Now, Lori should be an affiliate. So if you're listening, Lori, go to rnareset.com, click on partners and sign up. Put everybody on the products, because once you take them yourself, then you're happy to spread the word and work with us. So there you go. That's a whole bundle of testimonials. Any questions on the chat line, Ginny?
Well, I want to say Bonnie had her own testimonial earlier, Bonnie Montgomery. What she said was, I did your hack, and she, why isn't it coming up? Okay. I did your hack of using pomegranate juice instead of vitamin C powder. I used the Zevia, the Pellegrino sparkling water, and lemon juice, and put them all together for her mineral water. And she says it tastes absolutely great. So I thought that was fantastic.
Pomegranate juice has awesome things, ellagelic acid or something that they're saying has urolithane. So pomegranate juice is awesome. I got some pomegranate powder and I have yet to use it, but yeah, pomegranates. And we have it at the farm, but I don't know. I just don't like crunching those seeds. And I, anyway, awesome. Thank you.
Well, I grew up as a little girl in California eating pomegranates. And what our grandma taught us was you just hold the pomegranates in your mouth and you squish them. And then you spit the seeds out. You don't ingest all the seeds. So you just get that big burst of flavor and all that goodness. But we never did eat the seeds. Chewed them up and macerated. What's that word, Carolyn, when you crunch your food?
Macerate.
Yeah, we never macerated them. We just crunched them and sucked all the juice out, and then we just set it aside.
That's so cute. Okay, we're on to, there is a question. I mean, there'd be more questions on chat maybe, but this person is saying, can you recommend products that support the lymphatic system and healthy lymphatic drainage? Well, of course, all our products are going to help your cells, help the gel water in your cells and make see what happens with gel water. It's all through the body and it helps make your red blood cells slippery and smooth and slidey. So all our products are going to help the lymph system. The lymph system is pulling out the waste and toxins. So we've heard about dry brushing for the lymph, and the lymph is so delicate that the massage for it is just very delicate. And you brush, you know, up your arms, up to your neck, because your lymphatic drainage point, the end point is here under your right clavicle. So you brush up to, you know, down to your shoulders, you brush up your legs. But dry brushing, I've brought I don't know how many dry brush sponges over the years, but I find the best way to go about it is just to get one of these nylon towel-y things that you use in the shower. You can soap it up and you just scrub areas of your body, and you can use it, as I said, to pull the lymphatics, to move the area under your skin. So I mean, seriously, I'm just interested in multitasking. I'm not going to stand in the middle of the room and dry brush. So I use one of these, I guess, what are they called? Nylon scrub towels or something. And the other thing about lymphatics is movement. Seriously, just walk, just swim, just do some of those, you know, basic movements, and you're pumping the lymphatics by doing that. The lymphatics don't have their own muscles, so you have to move them. That's, you know, the lymph in your legs can build up and cause edema. It's not just fluid, it can also be lymph fluid. And then for the formulas, we've already mentioned about the minerals, REMAG, REMI, PICO, potassium. They create the electrical activity of the cells. Realign helps detoxify the body, including the lymph. Vitamin C, necessary for the collagen that makes the lymphatic vessels. Omega-3, A plus E, D3, K2 for cell membrane production, so you don't have leaky cells, which leak toxins, and hydration with sea salt. So it really does end up that everything I'm asked about will result in me telling you to walk and sleep and smile and take all our formulas. Right, Ginny? There's Ginny.
Yep, that's usually the way that it does go. And also, Carolyn, what do you think about rebounding? Marilyn's saying get a rebounder, and that's a really good way to move the lymph. What do you think about
rebounding? I cannot tell you how many rebounders I've bought and not used.
Okay.
It's another thing. Oh, rebounding, you know, they talk about the gravity pull at a certain height and all the rest of it. It's just one more thing to try to put on the list of 100 things that you should do and never do. Seriously. So that just walk and maybe bounce a little so you get up into the gravity zone. If you have the time and the money and the bother to use a rebounder, go right ahead. I mean, we've got the this short burst exercise study that came out that say, oh, if you just for 9 minutes a day, if several times in the day, you just get your heart rate up really fast. I mean, Julie and I are just laughing ourselves over the edge of the cliff on our morning walk. Oh, okay, Carolyn, run up the hill. So I'll run up the hill for 30 seconds. Okay, I did it. I mean, there's so much you can do to reduce your heart risk, your heart disease risk by 47%. The amount of research out there that's pounding in our heads that makes us, I think for to a certain extent, makes us feel less than because we're not doing this. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm not taking my collagen. I'm not taking my creatine. I'm not doing all these crazy things that are clickbaiting our lives. Mm. So just sleep and eat and walk and smile and take our supplements. That's all you have to do.
Very good. Well, Marilyn rebounds every day. She seems to really like it. And she does. She says 10 minutes equals 30 minutes of walking. So I think if you, like you say, if you've got it and you've got the time and the space to do it in and you know what you're doing, then by cracky, that is the great thing to do.
Yeah. I never did get, like I said, never did get into it. So funny. Okay. Now,
Question from Maureen saying, do you have any recommendations for somebody recently diagnosed with osteoporosis?
Walk, take our vitamins, do your walk with your weight. Look at your diet for calcium. Take equal amounts of calcium in your food with a supplemental magnesium. So look for 600 milligrams of calcium in your foods because food calcium is really well absorbed. And, you know, we're talking about good yogurts with good bacteria, good cheeses. I think I've mentioned I'm checking out feta cheese for the C15. And I love cheese and the feta is cool. So get your 600 milligrams of calcium, come to our website, join, get a free chronometer and check, how many nutrients you're getting in your diet. And then the exercise, I've heard people say, oh yeah, you have to do so much exercise to strengthen your muscles, to put strain on your bones, to keep your bones strong. Mm-hmm. But then they'll tell me a Tai Chi practice can reduce the incidence of osteoporosis. Mm-hmm. But I think the main thing is magnesium. It's totally forgotten. If you've been taking calcium, that's actually causing brittle bones if you're not taking magnesium along with it. And the ones you take, if you're not getting calcium out of your diet, you take our Recalcia and you take our Remag. And you try not to get too upset because the whole thing about being diagnosed with osteoporosis is you probably had the scan, bone scan, DEXA scan, and they compare our 70-year-old bones to a 30-year-old. And then they say, this is how much worse you are than when you were 30. And it just, it's very, what is it I say? It causes people to feel less than and that they can't, well, I can't possibly get back to my 30-year-old body. So I'm doomed and I have to take the drugs that they're telling me. But no, what happens with the drugs that they give you for osteoporosis is they kill the osteoclasts that remodel bone and make it have structural integrity. When your osteoblasts make new bone, it's just laid down and then osteoclasts chewed up in a structural way. But what the clown ship of Big Pharma said, well, if we kill the osteoclasts, then the bone won't be broken down. And they ended up making brittle bone to the point that people, men and women taking Fosamax, dentists won't work on their jaws because their jaw bones are so brittle. So we have to really encourage people, you know, to walk. And if you feel unsteady or unstable, you know, walk with a cane, you know, make it fun, but you have to move. Anyway, I'm rambling, but you can go to customer service and they could give you an FAQ on what my recommendations are for osteoporosis. Are you there, Ginny? Ginny looks frozen. So I will continue. Hopefully we are still on. I'm looking at the pros and cons of supplements, drugs, and research. So the first one, and I don't have slides for this. This is about fiber being useless. There's this whole herd of mostly carnivore people who are saying, oh, you don't need fiber, to try to promote the fact that you don't need fruits and vegetables, which have a lot of fiber. So Dr. Sean Baker, he's a carnivore, he says fiber is way overrated. It's not nutrition. It's the exact opposite of nutrition. It makes you crap more because your body has no use for it, and it prevents you from absorbing nutrients. Real nutrition comes from meat, fish, eggs, as you actually absorb the nutrition rather than flushing it down the toilet. So that's like, there's that extreme. And then I think he was on a podcast with Dr. Lane Norton, who says, well, there's soluble fiber and insoluble fiber. Insoluble fiber is the fiber that helps you crap more. Soluble fiber is a fuel for the microbiome. It ferments into short-chain fatty acids. That's a butyric acid that's in the apple cider vinegar. Soluble fiber helps insulin sensitivity, and there's a decreased risk of colorectal cancer. There's increased transit time, preventing toxin absorption. So Dr. Norton emphasizes the lack of essential nutrients such as fiber, magnesium, and calcium that are typically in a plant-based foods, and they're lacking in a carnivore diet. And Norton says that while the carnivore diet may help with weight loss, it is not a comprehensive solution for overall health and nutrition. He recommends including fruits and vegetables to ensure a balanced diet. And, you know, I've said it's probably every week now that the carnivore diet seems suited for people who have a lot of allergies, a lot of sensitivities, and yeast overgrowth. So you minimize everything to just meat and eggs, and you feel better. But that doesn't cure you, because as soon as you start eating sugars and carbs, etc., you feel bad again. And that's where you have to tackle yeast overgrowth. And then there was another podcast, George Ede, a psychiatrist, specializes in nutritional and metabolic psychiatry. And during the episode, Ede made several claims about dietary fiber, suggesting that it's unnecessary for digestion, does not clean the colon, it's not required for other functions, and it's typically associated. It's not required for other function to which it's typically associated. Then he revealed that he's a carnivore. So you have to watch out for the various diet gurus trying to promote their diets by putting down other diets. And the helpful hack, I guess the helpful hack today was this. I haven't been doing many helpful hacks. I think most of what I talk about, I try to be helpful. So we're getting ready, oh, good timing, for our articles, but let's see what Ginny has. Ginny, are you back?
I'm here.
You were frozen.
I was frozen, but I'm alive. And here I am sending my hearts out to everyone. Nancy says this, Nancy Wells. She says, I like the rebounder too when I use it. Need to do it more consistently though. She also says she loves her vibration plate, Carolyn. Uh-huh. She said that one, it was very intriguing to her. She said it relaxes her body to stand on it. And at the end of the day, when she feels tired and achy, if she does her vibration plate for like 10 minutes and then she gets on her rebounder, she feels very energized. And she also likes doing the massage gun, bam, 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 if you've seen those guns. She feels that that's very helpful too. So just more things to think about other than walking and other things. And it is true that Carolyn has a slight advantage in walking because she's walking through the golf course in Wailea, Maui. And some people don't have that beautiful walk every day. So
very blessed. Yeah. But you know, rebounders and the vibration plate, it threw out my back or neck. And seriously, I've tried everything. And I am, as you say, very fortunate that every day of the year I can get a walk in. And the vibration stuff, all that, it will work better when you're on your electrolyte minerals.
100%.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because the minerals help the whole electrical activity. They help as well as helping to ground you. So it all works together.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Are you ready for the articles?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
This one. Okay. Keep Ginny up. Can I see your face while I'm doing this? Where are you?
Okay. Am I first out laughing?
Oh, no. No. Oh. This, you wait.
Could
weight loss drugs turn fat cats into svelte Osem pets? GLP-1 drugs for cats could be the new frontier for the blockbuster weight loss and diabetes drugs. So yeah, I won't go any further. This is for Ginny. Isn't that seriously? And oh my gosh, yeah. Maybe next week I'll find it. But there's something like a $2 billion lawsuit against the Ozempic guys by all the people who've been blinded by Ozempic.
Yep. That makes my eyes hurt. I just can't even think. That probably is the worst of all, right? Getting blind? No.
No. You can't even see your weight loss anymore. What's the point?
Oh, my gosh.
Next one. Okay, we'll move on. Next one. Neurologic disorders now the leading cause of disability in the U.S. Neurologic disorders. But what they're talking about, and they say one in two people are being affected, and they put headache, stroke, dementia, migraine, and diabetic neuropathy in the list. One in two people. The findings are, they say, an urgent call to action to fund research to achieve scientific breakthroughs, drugs, to prevent and treat these conditions. So what do we recommend? REMAG. Brain neurons have 2 million mitochondria each, and magnesium is the mandatory cofactor for every single step of ATP synthesis. So I keep trying to find that information because the Krebs cycle schematics that they put up, they're too tiny. You can't read them, and they don't really put magnesium at the cofactor side of things. But apparently pyruvate dehydrogenase complex that helps the entry of carbs into the Krebs cycle requires magnesium. The alpha ketoglutarate dehydrogenase requires magnesium. So does the isocitrate dehydrogenase and the succinate thiokinase, which is a substrate level for phosphorylation. So every single ATPase and kinase that moves phosphate around requires magnesium. That's the coordinating ion. If you don't have magnesium, the Krebs cycle stalls and they go to kind of a glycolysis pattern, which creates lactate and the whole lactate business in athletics is the lactic acid making pain, I think. So anyway, that's what we would do for this one in two people suffering. And they call it, I mean, it's neurologic disorders. And when you hear neurologic, you think, oh my gosh, you know, there's no hope for me. And what'll they do? They'll put you on gabapentin. They have, I mean, that drug's been around forever and you kind of get addicted to it and it doesn't really help because you're suffering magnesium deficiency. Anything from you, Ginny, on that?
Nope. I think we're good. We're doing good.
Okay. Next one. I like this one. A Republican senator demands more answers from the AMA, American Medical Association, on its billing code business. So this is Senator Bill Cassidy, MD, a Republican from Louisiana, is it? L.A.? He lashed out at the American Medical Association on Monday, saying that the organization's response to his previous letter demanding details about its current procedural terminology, that's the CPT code, business was nowhere near good enough. So he's making demands. I don't know what they are, but I wrote about the AMA billing codes, the CPT codes, in 2005 in Death by Modern Medicine. I wrote about all this stuff. The codes that AMA owns are used, are rented by insurance companies to pay doctors. And there's no real nutrition consulting codes, no preventive medicine codes, no amount of time you can spend with a patient talking about their diet, no codes. That's why in Canada, I was investigated for being a low income doctor, because I would just have to use a normal walk in the door visit code for $15 or $20 and I'd be spending a half an hour with people. So preventive medicine is mainly in the AMA world about doing a lot of expensive testing and looking to diagnose disease earlier and earlier to treat with drugs. It's not actually ever going to prevent disease by giving dietary advice or supplement advice or lifestyle recommendations. There's just no money in that. So that's what we're stuck with doctors and insurance. And that's what I guess is being hashed out right now, where insurance companies are getting all this money to take care of patients by giving them more and more drugs. So shall I move on, Ginny?
Yeah,
it goes without saying that we're just stuck in this this deep dark hole. So the next paper is Dietary Fiber Adapted Gut Microbiome Clears Dietary Fructose and Reverses Hepatic Steatosis. So here's our fiber study that shows how fiber is helping break down this dietary fruit sugar and reversing liver, fatty liver. Mm. So I heard about this study through, you know, our little buddy, Dr. Nick Norwitz, our MD, PhD. He's just on YouTube all the time. And so he enthused about this study, and it gives more proof that fiber is important for good health. And it's just basically saying excessive consumption of the simple sugar fructose induces fat production in the liver and gut dysbiosis and is a risk factor for heart disease and diabetes. The study shows that the microbiome of male mice, when adapted to dietary fiber inulin, breaks down dietary fructose and mitigates or reverses insulin resistance, fatty liver, and liver fibrosis. And Jean will know this as soon as I said inulin. What's in our yeast protocol helping to balance the intestinal microbiome? Inulin. Okay? Been there, darn it.
That's right. Now, I thought you were going to say Dr. Robert Lustig, that you found this through Dr. Lustig, because, you know, in Dr. Lustig's video, The Bitter Truth, he talks specifically about how fructose in fruit is appropriate because it's balanced with fiber, that nature made fructose the right way, and that you should be consuming any fructose without fiber, and that nature is the blueprint for that. So that's kind of interesting. Yeah.
So people drinking all these fruit juices without the fiber, that's problematic.
Mm-hmm. He said he is absolutely anti-juicing. He is anti-juicing and squeezing all the pot fiber and the pulp out of any vegetable or fruit and not doing it. He said you should eat the whole fruit and the whole food, not juicing. He says that's just a mainlining sugar right into your body.
Yeah, I wonder what he says about these anti-fiber carnivore people. I mean, one of the first things I learned about is Dennis Burkitt, who was the fiber king, you know, back in the early 1900s, talking about death begins in the colon and the importance of fiber and going to Africa and studying stool formations. So, yeah, fiber's it's so basic. It's like it makes so much sense when you talk about soluble and insoluble fiber and the importance. So when you get a half or quarter truth, like the carnivores are saying, you really have to, you'll be able to distinguish how they are manipulating and cherry picking their information.
Yes. I was very shocked when I think I heard Dr. Ken Berry say it's very common on a carnivore diet not to defecate for 2 or 3 days because your body just assimilates all the protein out of the meat and out of the cheese or out of the fish or whatever. And there's just, it just all is consumed with the body. It's all so perfectly wonderful. And there's no need for any kind of elimination. And I thought, I don't know. That would not make me feel very comfortable.
No, no, because you have trillions of organisms in the gut that go through their life cycle and they have to be eliminated.
Right. So, and they have to be fed. Like they say, one of the healthiest diets are the Latinos who have tons of beans and how much the microbiome needs that kind of fiber and that kind of protein in those specific forms.
I've also heard that the carnivores say that you don't need to work on your microbiome because the gut, I don't know, is sterile and it doesn't have the need for good or bad bacteria. I don't know. It's a big reach and I'm not that interested.
I would not be comfortable with it. I mean, I admire people who can do it. And I think just like they say with the keto diet, 12 weeks and then get off of it. I would not want to practice carnivore diet indefinitely, even though I know they all defend it to the nines, but I would not feel comfortable doing it. But I think I could, you know, do it for maybe 12 weeks and see what that's like. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's quite fascinating. And with all the exposure that people get on social media now, there's a lot of experimentation going on.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so this is our last study, and okay, we're doing perfect. New sinusitis guidelines aim to curb antibiotic resistance. Mm. Okay, so they say these words, but they don't mean them. They're never going to curb antibiotic use, and that's how you have to curb antibiotic resistance. And they talk about, well, you start with intranasal steroids, so nasal steroid spray, and then you go to the antibiotics. So they don't say anything about these steroid sprays are going to increase the amount of yeast overgrowth in your sinuses, which is going to keep your sinuses symptomatic and make doctors think you still have sinus infection, but it's yeast infection, for which they'll give more antibiotics. They do mention saline nasal irrigation, but that, yeah, a lot of people aren't going to do that. And of course, the analgesics, Tylenol, which now they're trying to take off the shelves for at least for kids, and non-steroidal painkillers. They finally decided to pull the plug on nasal decongestants, though, limiting their use for, they say, only use them for 3 days, nasal decongestants. Now, I got addicted to them when I was a kid because I had mucus from, you know, sugar, wheat, and dairy from a very young age. And they're saying now, oh, yeah, 3 days. And that's to avoid, which is what I suffered from every time I stopped them, long-term runny nose called rhinitis medicamentosa. So, yeah, drug-based runny nose. And it's due to a rebound effect. You do vasoconstriction with the decongestion, then you stop them and your everything just blows up. And my my drug was Dristan, and I think I saw it still on the market. And then they talk about antibiotics. The guidelines recommend watchful waiting for three to five days, followed by antibiotics if the patient does not improve on the steroids and the irrigation. But then they say in patients who we think may benefit from antibiotics, since some patients may prefer not to wait, patients will demand some treatment, and that's a lot of patients. It's certainly fine just to give them the antibiotics. So they're not giving any way of stopping this antibiotic resistance. Antibiotic resistance means the antibiotics just don't work anymore because they've been prescribed so much. See, what happens with sinus infection is the whole area is just clogged up. I mean, there's sinus open spaces up here and several down here. They're just going to be clogged up with mucus, and that mucus is infected, and you're blowing out yellow and green and all the rest of it. Well, there's so much clogging that if you're taking an antibiotic in the bloodstream, the blood circulation is nowhere near the center of this bulbous bunch of mucus. So the only way you're going to get rid of it is to do nasal, I should have brought it up, your nebulizer with picosilver, and taking picosilver by mouth as well, taking Flora Revive and picosilver for yeast overgrowth, because by the time you've taken a few courses of antibiotics for your sinus infection, you've got yeast overgrowth in there as well. So yeah, the watchful waiting time, that's where you get into your nebulizer, your oral vitamin C, 5 to 10 grams of vitamin C a day, the REMAG to help circulation in the area. And yeah, that's kind of medical information. I'm just telling you what I've done for getting rid of my chronic nasal congestion when I was a kid. Don't have it. Nope.
Yeah, don't have it. Wouldn't have it now. especially with Remite and all the multi-minerals that are in there that just completely and totally shore up the zinc, the molybdenum, the manganese, selenium. I mean, all of them just do such a fantastic job of taking inflammation out of cell membranes and tissues that I'm sure that most people who are using the Remite don't have those kinds of controversies. Maybe in, you know, seasonal allergy, like a little hay fever, but nothing on the regular, right? Wouldn't you think that?
Oh yeah, we've had so many reports in that regard.
Yeah.
So right now, I mean, we've got snow and everything, but in the fall, there's mold and people will react to mold. Through the winter months, supposedly everything gets killed off. And then in the spring, you know, people get irritated with spring allergies. But if you start on high dose vitamin C right now, that will presumably help prevent the nasal membranes being irritated. And if you go on a yeast protocol, especially, the collagen will make your mucous membranes healthy enough that you won't have leaky mucous membranes to allow the pollens and et cetera to irritate. That's what we're talking about.
If I were in Maui right now, I would lean across the table and I would grab you by the face and I would kiss you, because I just am so thrilled every time I think about how many people we help and how healthy everybody is in our lives, because we have these incredible formulas that have been created by Dr. Dean. Now, thank you everybody for being with us tonight. We've had such a great time. And also let me say, we value all your comments and your contributions. If you want to learn more about Dr. Carolyn Dean, please, drcarolyndean.com is the place to go. And you'll see all kinds of wonderful changes to Dr. Dean's website in this coming up year. First quarter especially, we're adding all kinds of learning modules and different things that you guys can entertain yourselves with and challenge yourselves with. And we're so happy to be able to offer that to everyone. Of course, again, rnareset.com is the place to be for everything that you need for your health, for your family. And of course, everybody in this holiday season, you really, really, really want to bless people with the formulas and give them that gift. We will send it from our warehouse and they will be able to receive it without any indication of how much it costs, only that it came from you. And of course, Pico Pets. We love our pets, and you can see it's trending. People are getting on board with the formulas and seeing the incredible impact that it has on their family members, their fur family, and also so many great testimonials. Be sure to look for them on the Pico Pet website and go there and check it out. And I think that's the sum of all things, right, Carolyn? Anything else we need to add?
Yeah, I'm just looking up. I asked Aviella, who makes my flowers, what her website is. And now it's studentofwealthhawaii.com. Studentofwealthhawaii.com.
Very good. All right. Well, Aviella is taking a stand for her own increase and the power of her manifestation. So good for her.
She's an affiliate. She's on products, loves them. And actually, I'm going to do a radio show this Thursday. She's got a radio show. So that's fun.
Yeah. That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you, everybody, for being with us. And we will be back next week. And we will see you then.
Awesome. Bye. Thanks, Jenny. Aloha. All right.
Aloha. Thank you, Rachel. You thank you, Melody Rose.
To Carolyn Dean, the doctor of the future. Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.